Okay, here we go. Tehillim Perek Kuf Beis 102. We get into Tfila La'ani Kiya'atov. This perek is about a Jew, Bitzaris, somebody going through a very difficult time. Pashtus is about the Gullus, the Jew in Gullus. Hashem, it's so long. Hashem, you don't listen to our Tfilas. Hashem, why is it that you are infinite and live forever and we are so short and you, and, are even our lives that we have are cut shorter than a full life. It's a Jew in pain in the first half of the Mizmar, but the second half of the Mizmar, as many Mizmarim do, we get into the Bitachon element. We know Hashem is going to take us out. We know Hashem is going to help us overcome our enemies, and Hashem is going to be Mekabes Nitche Amo Yisrael and bring us back, and it's going to end positively. But most of the Mizmar up until that point is a Jew in pain, as is described Tfila La'ani, right? The Midrashim talk about different types of tefillah, different types of tefillah. The tefillah le Moshe, tefillah le Ani, and tefillah le David. Right, there's three types of tefillah. Rav Pinkus writes here on his sefer on Tehillim from the Zohar. Shlosha heim shekasav behem tefillah. Right, this is the translation. Obviously, it's in Aramaic. There were three: Echad hu Moshe, Echad hu David, Echad hu Ani. Tfila la Moshe Isha Elokim. Tfila zu she'ein kamoa ba'adam acher. Nobody can daven like Moshe by a person who is a non-king. Tfila la David. Tfila zu she'ein kamoa b'melech acher. Tfila la Ani. Me'elu gimel mi chashuva mikulan. Asked the Zohar. Havi omer tfila la Ani. Tfila la Ani is more powerful than the other two. Tfila zu kodemes la tfila shal Moshe. Ve'kodemes la tfila shal David. Ve'kodemes la chol shar tfilas ba'olam. Why? Ma'atam mishum sheha'ani hu shaver lev v'kasuv karov Hashem l'nishbrei lev. Hashem is close to those who have a broken heart, and that's the ani. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makshiv v'shomea dvarav kiven sheha'ani hispalel tfilaso posachas kol chalono sarakia. That's the tfilos that we have. Also, it's also mentioned in Shmos Rabba in Parshas Beshalach. Also discuss the different types of tefillah. Compares tefillah la Moshe and tefillah la Ani. Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Hashem listens there. It says Hashem listens to all tefillahs. We shouldn't think that He only listens to Moshe. Ela kol shavim lefanav. Hanashim v'ha'avadim. Ha'aniyim v'ashirim. Teda lecha. Shere Moshe, shar Rabban, shal kol yiz ha'neviyim, kasuv bo, masha kasuv ba'ani. V'moshe ksiv tefillah la'ani, ishu elokim. U'ba'ani ksiv tefillah la'ani ki yatov. Lishpach Hashem Yishpach Sicho, Zut Fila, Vizut Fila, Lohodiacha Shakol Shavin Bitfila, Lefnei Makom. Right, it's the Bishalach, Parsha Chaf Aleph, that in front of Hashem, all tefillahs are accepted. All tefillahs are accepted, as we'll get to Hashem a little bit later. Rav Soloveitchik also discusses the elements of tefillah here on Tefillah La'ani Kiyatov. We have to recognize that Tefillah La'ani means an ani is totally dependent on others. That's the first element of tefillah. Rav Soloveitchik writes in a Yahrzeit Shir in the second volume in page Chavches, the betefillah yeshdem shnei kiyumim nifradim haklulim shneim b'musag avoda shebalev. There are two elements of avoda shebalev. Number one, bakashas rachamim, asking hanovas mitodas hatalah v'alo shebadam, recognizing the lack in a person. Hatchusha kihudal v'chalcha. We are sick. We are poor. Refei onim, helpless. Sheni yacholoshias habatatzmo. We can't help ourselves. Leftoras bayotav. Ola sapekas rachav. We can't feed ourselves. We can't solve our own problems. Im haruchaniim, im agashmiim. Davar haMelech ponel haKadosh Baruch Hu. Bebechinas tefila la ani ki yaatov. Rayon zeh shel tochelas muchletes b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hameura b'hakara. This recognition that we're totally on Hashem. Shem chas v'shal mo yovo la'azor ha'adam. If Hashem doesn't help me, I'm avud la'netzach. That is yesod echad b'tefila. And that's also found in Shir HaMalos. Elecha nasasi es inya hayoshi b'shamayim. Kinevadim al yad adonim kineshivcha ya gevirta. Right, Hashem, you have to help us. That's the first element Rav Soloveitchik talks about. Then he talks about the second element, and that is karban. Betfila yishkiyum hakrava v'hamispalel hu abaylim hamakrivim es hakarban. It's a gorgeous idea. Says Rav Soloveitchik, we usually think of the tefila as a substitute for karban. Says Rav Soloveitchik, no. It is, but there's much more. Hulo is kavein, where Bishua ben Levi says, tefilas connected tmidim tiknum. Hulo is kavein rak litzayin, kihein tachlif lekarban, elo lekvoa kihein kekarban mamish. And he says, where do you see that from? The Gemara says, if somebody davens when they're drunk or has to go to the bathroom, their tefillah is a to'eva. Says Rav Soloveitchik, to'eva you don't find by other mitzvahs. You find pasul or lo yotza. To'eva is a lashon of karbanos. Zevach resham to'eva. And if you find that by tefillah, you know the karban itself is, the tefillah itself is a karban. So that's tefillah la'ani. One other thought on this first pasuk, I saw in the Kamotzi Shalah Rav, he quotes here a beautiful idea. Tfila davening la'ani. Ani is a reference to Mashiach. Ani v'rochev ala chamar, like the pasuk says about Mashiach. With tfila ani, you have to daven about Mashiach. Ki yatov. Yatov is a lashon also. It means delayed. Lashon ichor. Pasuk in Bereishis Perek Lamed. B'ha'atif hatzon. Tfila ani, you daven for Mashiach. Ki yatov. That he's so late. And then after that, v'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. And then after that, you could daven for your own needs. And that's what the... he says that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Tes about kol somek geula l'tfila. If you're somek geula, first you daven for geula, and then you think about geula, then you daven for tfila, and then lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. So then it could work. So that's this introduction to this parak. This is the type of tfila that we're talking about here. So tfila la ani ki yatov, the tfila of ani ki yatov. Yatov Pashas means that we are garbed and we wrap ourselves. The Radak says somebody in pain is just wrapped within their own body. In front of Hashem, we pour out our siach, right? Lashon lasuach pasada. Hashem tshima tfilasi. Listen to my tfila v'shavasi elecha tavo. Let it come to you. Let it come to you. Listen to my tfila, let it come to you. I saw that the Rinas Yisla connects this to a mabit that we have mentioned before. The mabit writes in Shara Tfila, Perek Vav, that the normal, regular tfila, that kavua tfila, you should say it in a normal, quiet voice. But the tefillahs that are be'ez tzara, that you can scream out. Kitilat hasturas b'chol yom shalom be'ez tzara, hu she'en roi lomren b'chol. Hashem always hears you. Kibet shu yachol l'chavin b'lachash. You could have kavana quietly. Aval tefillah shem ispalam be'ez hatzara v'hatzar. I efshar shi ispala osam ba'adam b'nachas. Mitzat tzara, you can't daven them quietly. You're calling up b'chol ram. Lo haroshu makiru margish hatzar shubo. That's just a natural reflection. Moshe Rabbeinu, davening for his sister. He cannot. Kel narafan Allah. He screams out. And that's maybe alluded to in this pasuk. Hashem shima tefila. Listen to my tefila that I'm davening quietly. Vishavasi, that I call out when I'm b'tzaris. Elecha tevo, let it go all the way to you. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't turn your heart and your face away from me, Hashem. V'yom tzarli, on the day that it's tzar for me. So the Al Shech HaKadosh notes, we don't say always, Hashem, remove the tzar. For some reason, I have to go through this tzara. Hashem, you decided that I have to go through this difficulty and tzaras, but at least let me feel your presence in the tzaras. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't turn your face away from me. B'yom tzarli, on the day that I have tzar. Hatei elai aznecha. Turn your ear to me. B'yom ekra maher aneni. Answer me quickly. Kikalu ba'ashan yamai. Because my days are like fleeting like smoke. They go up. Atzmosai, my bones, kemoche nicha, they're burned. They're ruined. Okay, to the place where you burn things. Huka ka'esev ayivash libi. I'm like hit like grass that's all dried out. Kishachachti me'acholachmi. Sometimes people who are depressed, they just forget to eat. I forgot to eat. Mikol anchasi davka atzmi livsari. From my groaning, I have been stuck. My skin has been stuck to my the flesh and bones. The Radak says often crying and groaning affect the physical. Says the Radak. Yadua ki ha'anacha v'tzaras ha'leiv macheshes ha'basar. Groaning and pain affects one's health. Uvasher tiye ima hatza'aka, and when there's crying, screaming kol shekin sheyachish ha'bas l'gamri. It exhausts a person. So that's what I'm like, Hashem. Mikol anchasi. Damisi l'kas midbar. I'm like these birds in the desert. Ha'isi kakos charevo. Shakati. I'm there every day. Vo'eya kitzipor bodeda l'agag. Like a solitary bird on the roof. Birds are supposed to be all together in a whole group of birds when they fly. Imagine one bird all by himself. He has no protection. On the roof, the Radak says, it's like the Jew in Gullus. We're on the roof. We look inside the house. We want to go in, but we're nervous that they're going to trap us. Says the Radak, Kumo hatzipor, hanifrad mechaveirav, a bird that's separated from its friends. Vuhulavado al gaga bayis. Veno nichnas betoch habayis. He doesn't go in the house. Ki itbesu. The bird doesn't want to go in the house. He doesn't want to be caught. Kenani begalus. Even if I'm in a house, the Jew says in Gullus, I'm like outside. Because I'm not in my land. I'm like Ishbode Dalagag. Rabbi Pliskin here talks about in his sefer the idea that whenever there's pain, we have to try to find someone to share it with. When a human being suffers some misfortune or has to deal with constant adversity, one finds a consolation being with others who have experienced similar adversity and misfortune. They share their thoughts and feelings, and you share your thoughts and feelings. This sharing lightens the burden, and some of the distress is mitigated. Instead of your mind being completely taken over by the repetitive thoughts of how difficult your situation is and how miserable you feel, you're engaged in talking to people who understand you, and you can listen to what they have to say. It continues and says we always have to like be there for people, even if we don't know what to say the proper thing, we could at least listen. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us. David HaMelech is saying that sometimes we feel like lonely. A bird's not natural place is a highly distressful feeling, being alone, and that's what is mentioned here. Kol Hayom Charfuni, we continue now. All the days they, my enemies, Charfuni Oivai, my enemies blaspheme me, Mahololai, Binishbo, they make fun of me, Ki Eferb Kalecha Machalti, Avi in ashes. Is that literal? The Radak says it's like a mushel, that whatever I eat, it tastes like ashes. Vishi Kuvai Bivchi Masachti, my drink has been diluted with my tears. Mipnei Zamcha V'Kitzbecha, because you got angry at us. Kino Satani V'Tashlucheni, you lifted us up, Hashem, Beis HaMikdash, and then threw us down. V'Tashlucheni, again, this is David HaMelech before the Churban, he's saying this in Nevuah. Yamai Kitzel Natui, my days are like a shadow. V'Ani Ke'esa V'Ivash, I'm all dried out. V'Ata, and now all of a sudden we start getting positive. V'Ata Hashem Lo'olam Teishev Hashem, you are forever. V'Zichr Chalodar V'Dar, and your memory is forever. Atah Sakum Terachim Tzion, famous pasuk, you will stand up and have rachmanis on Sion, because the time has come, kivam oed. The time has come, kivam oed. The Gemara talks about, is this a reference to the kavua time, right? Be itach ishena. Can it be a quicker time? But we know there is a time. Ki ratzu avodecha zavaneha, because your servants have found affection in her stones, vesafara yichonenu, and her dirt, she has shown favor. This pasuk is quoted at the end of Ksubis. That's where some people are familiar with this pasuk relating to the big rabbis who used to roll around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. They had such love. So they didn't want to say anything bad. They rolled around in the dust. The Gemara is at the end of Ksubis. The Rambam quotes these Gemaras. Interesting, in Mishnah Torah, right? The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipi Da'ako. Rabbi Abba used to kiss the corals, the rocks of Akko. Rabbi Chanina Masakin Maskele used to fix the roads. Rav Ami Rav Asi. Kaimi Mishimsha Latula, Mitula Shimsha, they used to go from the sun to the shade to the sun, wherever was more comfortable, because they just wanted to say good things and feel good. Reb Chiya Bar Gamda Mignadar Ba'afra. Reb Chiya Bar Gamda used to roll around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Ki Ratzu Avadecha Savaneha Vesafara Yichonenu. That's what it's talking about. That's the Gemara at the end of Ksubis. And if you look in the last line in the All Sefer Kuzari, the last line, Kuzari talks about so many different elements of our religion, but the last line, and this last line is quoted in the Radak right here. He says, "Achacham Kuzari," he quotes this, but I'll read it from the Kuzari because it adds on two lines. Gami shemaorer b'leiv b'nei adam ahava la'makam hakadosh hazeh. Anyone who has awakened in their heart love for this place, Eretz Yisrael, ra'ui l'schar b'lo safek v'hu mekarev ezbotik vasenu. Anyone who has love for this land, so there's definitely reward for that, and it brings closer the geula. Kamosha ne'emar, ata sakim terachim ziyad ki es lechemno, ki vamo, the time has come. When is the time come? Ki ratzu avadecha zavaneha, the more we want it. Zos omeres, says the Kuzari, Yerushalayim lo tibaneh, ki im ka'asher yishtokaku eleha b'nei Yisrael, tachlis teshuka. Unbelievable. Tachlis teshuka, or the language of the Radak, tachlis hakosef. When is Mashiach going to come? And when will we merit the ultimate stage of Bin Yerushalayim? When we want it so badly. When there's nothing else that we want so badly. Tachlis teshuka. Adasho yichonenu v'savoneha v'safara. Till we show that love. We show that love and we act based upon it. We act based upon it. Rav Druckman, towards the beginning of Kim HaKim, I think Perek Dalet or so, he talks about this idea, and he quotes this Kuzari, that we have to want it so badly, but that has to translate into action. And he quotes from the Eim Abanim Smecha. He says, why is it? He says that, Eim Abanim Smecha, why is it that some rabbis, even some big rabbis, say that, you can want it, but don't do anything, and wait to be taken on wings of eagles. So the Rav Druckman explains, he says, the Eim Abanim Smecha says, because they never studied the topic. What does that mean? Rav Zilberman explains, if I go over to somebody who's an expert in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kashrus, and I ask them a question in Hilchos Erevin, they could know Kol HaTorah Kula, but if you never studied this subject, you can't answer a question in this. He writes, sometimes you go to a Rosh Hashiva to ask a question, he'll say, answer you a Kasha on Tosis, but I can't answer that. So Rav Zilberman says, one has to, based on the Eimah Ben Esmecha, one could only give a Deya about studying what Geula is about after studying all the sources, the Chazals and the Zohar, everything about Geula and the Psukim. What does Geula demand of us? It demands of us a deep-seated desire, but that desire has to translate into action. And that's what we've seen over the past couple hundred years, he writes there. But again, this is pasuk when the desire is there. The year going Hashem, Hashem, we continue with Kol Malchei Haaretz Es Kvodecha. And at that time, all the nations will fear you, will fear the Shem Hashem and all the kings of the land. Kivana Hashem Tzion. Because at that time, we will look back and be able to say, Hashem built Tzion. Nira Bichvodo. It appears with Kavod. Now we have another pasuk that there's a lot written about. Panel Tfilas Ha'arar, Hashem has heard the tefillah of the Arar. What's the Arar? The lowly one, the devastated one, velo bazas tefillasam, and has not hated and become disgusted by the tefillah. The Zohar says, why does it start off with Arar, which is singular, and tefillasam is plural? Because maybe it's an Arar in Yachid, but that's why you have to go connect to the Tzibur. V'lo bazas tefillasam. When we get to the Tzibur, Hashem doesn't see individual faults, as we know the zchuyos of tefillah b'tzibur. That's v'lo bazas tefillasam. Tikasiv zos l'dar acharon. This should be written at the end in the dar acharon. V'am nivra yehalel ka. And the new nation that was created will praise you. Will praise you. If you look in the Imre Barach, Rabbi Simon Sefer on Dvarim, so he quotes from a number of sources, that often sometimes it looks like our tefillah is, the answer is no. And we don't get what we want, but we have to know there is no tefillah that is rejected. Hashem takes every tefillah, and sometimes we'll save it for our lifetime, later in our lifetime, or our children's lifetime, or a descendant's. Ki lefamim kasher adam mispalel ve'ino nene. Tefillaso eina shava reikam gam ba'olam hazeh. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer tefillaso la'asid. Hashem saves the tefillah for the future. Be'yomin ha'yamim. At some point, kasher yitztarach yishua v'atzlacha v'davar ma. When we need Yeshua for something. V'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzi tefillah zu me'iskenazav. Hashem takes the tefillah out of the treasure house. V'mefika avuro peros ba'olam hazeh. And it will lead to peros. And he says, he quotes, that's from the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid gives pshat. In this pasuk, he says, "Tikat tefila v'lo bazas tefilasam Hashem is not mevaza or tefila; He doesn't reject it. Tikasev zos l'dar acharon. It'll be for a future generation. But Hashem will save the tefila. Don't think that any tefila goes, ignored. V'am nivra yahalaka, and that the nation that will be created yahalaka will praise you in that time. That's what he talks about. Maybe Arar is even referring to Avram Avinu." Anochi holich ariri, that Avraham Avinu davened for stone, and it was rejected. But the Sfarim say that Hashem took those tefillos and used it for his descendants. Used it for his descendants. Manish Shavas Banavas Beso Acharav. That is it. We continue. Ki hishkif mimaram kacho. Hashem looks hishkif hashkifa from up above. Hashem yishamayim el eres yibido, look from up above. Lishmoa en kas asir, to hear the crying of the asir, the one who is entrapped, lefateh b'nei temusa, the one that to free those that are destined to die in the present state, lesaper b'tzion shem Hashem utila sabri Yerushalayim, to allow us to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim, v'hi kaveitz amim yachdav, when all the nations gather there, umamlachos lavodes Hashem. Right, we know the Beis Hamikdash is beis tefila yikare l'chol ha'amim, and now we go back a little bit. Ina baderach kochi, my koach has been destroyed. Kitzar yomei, my days have been shortened. Omar eili al taleni b'chatzi yomei, Hashem, please don't take me up and don't let my life stop in my half my days. B'dor dorim shnosecha, I know you're forever, Hashem. I want to be long. I want to be able to see the geula. I want to be able to fulfill everything I want to do. L'fanim ha'aretz yasadata. Right? It's the contrast of the shortness of man's life and the eternity of Hashem's life. L'fanim ha'aretz yasadata. Right? Very, very early, before everything, you've made a foundation of the earth. U'masei yadecha shamayim. Hema yovedu. All creations eventually are lost. V'yata tamod, but you are forever. V'kulam kabeged yivlu. We get worn out like a piece of clothing. Kalavush tachlifim v'yachlofu. Hashem, you take creations like clothing. You put them on, you take them off. Fatu u'shnozecha lo yitamu, but you are forever. Right, Hashem, you and your years, you are always before, you are always after. B'nei avadecha yishkonu. So your children of your servants will live and be settled. V'zar'am lefanecha yikon. Their children, their descendants will be in front of you. And Rav Hirsch ends off this parak by saying, what does this mean? It means that even if a person is in forever, their children could carry their destiny. Whenever I am anikiyatov, whenever I become aware of the brief span of my existence and of the inadequacy of my strength, I cling to the firm conviction that you will not change and the power of your will and your being is absolute. Though all else on earth may vanish, men such as they will have a permanent sojourn here below. Though their lives as individuals may come to an end, they will still live on forever before you in their descendants. Again, a lot in this perek, a lot more that we could say, but we'll have to stop here.